This goes to Troy Novak, NOVAKPAC, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Gaylord, G-A-Y-L-O-R-D, middle initial C, like Charlie, Morris, M, like Mary, O-R-R-I-S, date of birth 4-16 of 1940. Dear Troy, this is a consultation for Mr. Morris, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3A chronic kidney disease since at least September of 2020. He's been feeling well. His main complaints are chronic urinary frequency and urgency. He also has occasional urinary incontinence. He goes to the bathroom frequently during the day and has nocturia up to four times per night, every night. He's not aware of having prostate enlargement. He's not sure when his last PSA level was checked. He is going to be scheduled for removal of skin cancer from his face, so he's going through that at this point. But he has no other concerns or complaints today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He has been having some constipation without blood or melena. No chest pain or palpitations. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No orthopnea or PND. No edema. No current dizziness or syncopal episodes. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, coronary artery disease, past history of vertigo. He did undergo therapy for that, physical therapy, and it's better now. He's hard of hearing and wears hearing aids, diverticulosis, chronic low back pain, degenerative joint disease of hips, knees, and spine, history of hemorrhoids, and current constipation. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac catheterization June 17th of 2011, followed by a triple vessel coronary artery bypass graft 6/18 of 2011. He had polynodal cyst removal back in 1965. He had EGG and colonoscopy in 2019, and he's had bilateral cataract removal this year. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker, but he quit back in 1987. Prior to that, he smoked one half to one pack of cigarettes a day. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married, lives with his wife, and he is a retired manager from the unemployment office in Elma. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and hypertension. Review of systems as stated above. Otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, he's on vitamin C, 1,000 milligram daily. Calcium, 1,500 milligram daily. Lisinopril, that was increased last month from 20 milligram daily to 30 milligram daily. Metoprolol, 50 milligram once a day. Niacin is 500 milligram daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams, sublingual PRN chest pain. He has not used that for many years. Fish oil, 1,000 milligram daily. Pravacol, 80 milligram daily. Zinc is 50 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. And he rarely uses any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height, 66 inches, weight, 182 pounds. Pulse 56, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/70. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. No respiratory distress. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. He's got 2+ fetal pulses, brisk capillary refill. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 26th of 2023. Creatinine was 1.2. 12/6 of 2022, creatinine 1.4 with GFR 49. 5/12/2022, creatinine 1.3, GFR 53. 12/13/2021, creatinine is 1.4 with GFR 49. 9/29 of 2020, creatinine 1.2 with GFR of 58. And 5/26 of 23, hemoglobin 15.1 with normal white count and normal platelets, calcium 8.6, sodium 141, potassium 4.1, carbon dioxide 32, albumin is 4.3, liver enzymes are normal. And 12/6 of 22, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is normal at 15 at that time. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels over the last year and a half, most likely secondary to hypertension, possibly also to vascular disease. We will schedule him for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan and also renal artery duplex studies to screen for renal artery stenosis. We're going to have him do urinalysis, also to look for microscopic hematuria, and we'll repeat his renal labs in July and then every 3 months thereafter. And he will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.